Welcome to Product Hunt Daily on Brie Radio. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're digging into a fresh batch of launches, from a new programming language built for the age of AI written code to a couple of free open source Mac utilities for developers.
Plus a browser-based captioning tool, a hand tracking app that turns your webcam into a mouse, and a brand new social app from Meta. Let's get into what's catching attention on Product Hunt.
Vercel has released Zero, an experimental programming language built for a world where AI agents write the code, not humans. Sometimes called ZeroLang, the launch materials describe it as an agent-first language experiment, and the core shift is that the graph is the program rather than text.
That reverses the traditional agent loop, where text is the source of truth, and the agent writes source text, then runs format checks, builds, tests, inspects failures, and repeats. Here, the compiler sits in that loop instead. So the agent queries and patches a semantic program graph, working with graph symbols, calls, types, effects, node IDs, and graph hashes.
And every change gets checked by default. The compiler validates shape, type, stale state, and repository metadata, and a stale or invalid patch fails before it ever touches the store, since patches are guarded by graph hashes and expected values. Meanwhile, humans give it an outcome, like building a CRM API, adding auth, or fixing a failing route.
Inginated text still exists, but as a projection like the documentation's readable.io views, which remain available for review and rare manual edits. The compiler-owned graph is the actual program database that agents edit and the compiler consumes, and the whole design was built from the ground up for agentic coding, with an emphasis on token efficiency.
From a language experiment to an agent product, Z.AI's official agent, AutoClaw, is a desktop AI digital worker with early access to the GLM-5.3 model. You give it a goal in the desktop app, or through 999, it operates tools, coordinates agents, and returns the finished work in the same conversation.
That work spans a wide range of outputs. The launch claims it can generate Word, Excel, PowerPoint, reports, meeting notes, charts, and structured documents with more than 50 built-in skills, repurpose content across Telegram, Instagram, Substack, Xthreads, and TikTok scripts, and collect market data, organize filings, and run strategy backtests into investment reports.
It also turns a described page, dashboard, or mini-app into runnable front-end code with a browser preview, automates browser tasks like form filling and scheduled checks, and takes tasks through the attributions on Slack, Telegram, WhatsApp, and Lark, with Discord named in the FAQ as well.
On availability, downloads cover macOS on both Apple Silicon and Intel, plus Windows 10 and later. There's free basic usage with daily free credits, paid plans for heavier use, and new signups get 26,000 credits worth $20, valid for 30 days.
The featured use cases show the pitch in action. Daily competitor price checks that land as a morning 999 report. Weekly research reports with backtesting, and a single content task that returns as platform-adapted posts and scripts.
For a smaller take on keeping agents running, Agents Never Sleep is a native macOS menu bars app, version 1.0.5, priced at $4.99, with a 14-day money-back guarantee that requires no form and no reason. Its stated job is to keep AI agents running while the Mac's lid is closed.
The developers said they built it to control sleep behavior without getting lost in settings or needing a terminal. The app presents a simple sleepy-to-awake control, collects no data, tucks into the menu bars, and the developer frames it as an answer to people propping laptop lids half open, citing the viral clips and plastic claws sold to hold lids up.
The FAQ is blunt about the alternatives. It says caffeinate won't survive a closed lid, and it acknowledges that the terminal command sudo pmset a disable sleep 1 works, but warns you to remember to turn it back on afterward. Its only response about amphetamine is the joke, Don't do drugs, kids.
A Product Hunt commenter called the lid prop problem real, then asked the sharp question of whether this does anything smarter than just preventing sleep, like distinguishing which processes count as an active agent versus idle background activity. The supplied material never answers that distinction, so whether the app goes beyond plain sleep prevention remains unknown.
Pavis is a free open-source macOS app that turns your Mac's built-in webcam into a hand-tracked mouse with no extra hardware needed. Its creator, Alexandria, says it reads your hand through the camera and tracks 21 hand joints many times a second using Apple's Vision framework, all on device.
The cursor only follows when you hold up an open hand with all four fingers up and the thumb free. Close a fist for a moment, or leave the frame, and it parks control, so a resting, typing, or naturally gesturing hand never drags the cursor.
It ships with gesture primitives. Dipping your index finger clicks, dipping your pinky right clicks, keeping a finger down and moving starts a drag, tapping twice in the same spot double clicks, and a dwell click fires after you hold the cursor still on a target. The cursor can also ride a finger tick instead of the palm.
Folding your middle and ring fingers in and moving your hand up and down scrolls with optional horizontal scrolling. You can teach custom gestures by recording a motion a few times, then bind them to actions like switching desktops, moving windows, pressing any shortcut, opening an app, or running any command, including per-app actions.
Nothing is bound by default, and thresholds like the drag window length and dwell time are adjustable sliders. Voice control is optional, described as beta, uses Apple intelligence, and can hand computer use tasks to Codex or Claude Code if those are installed.
Porch Radar is a free and open source native macOS menu bars utility for developers. Its maker says it grew out of a recurring problem. You start a project, find port 3000 already in use, and have no idea which process owns it or whether it's safe to shut it down. It lists every locally listening port: Vite, Next.js, Python, Docker, and orphaned processes grouped by project with a graceful stop or a force quit after confirmation, and no terminal commands to memorize.
The headline feature is on-device AI explanations. With Apple Intelligence, picking a process reads its command, project, and context, then tells you what it is, why it's running, and whether it's safe to stop. The maker says nothing leaves the Mac, and one commenter said that never leaves your machine aspect is what would sell them over just running also themselves.
One-click Cloudflare quick tunnels turn a local site into a public live link, with Cloudflare auto-installed, a copyable URL, and the ability to stop anytime. The app is free and open source under Apache 2.0, requires macOS 14 or newer on Apple Silicon or Intel, and Apple Intelligence is listed as available on macOS 26 or newer.
First launch is blocked because the app isn't notarized yet. So you click Open anyway, once in System Settings, Privacy and Security. One commenter flagged that on-device Apple Intelligence requires an M-series chip and a fairly recent macOS version, and asked what happens on an older Intel Mac or a machine that isn't Apple Intelligence eligible. Whether the explanation falls back to a simpler heuristic, that fallback hasn't been confirmed.
Open Analytics is pitched by its makers as an open-source, privacy-first, and AI-native alternative to Google Analytics. They built it because analytics tools kept forcing a choice between knowing your numbers and respecting the people behind them. Google offered numbers, but with complexity and consent banners, while many privacy-first tools removed the banner but stopped at page view counts.
It's cookieless by design. Visitor identity is a salted hash that rotates at midnight, raw IP addresses are never stored, and no cross-site profile is created. Global privacy control is honored server-side by the collector, so even if the snippet is configured to ignore it, those requests are dropped before they're counted.
Stripe revenue attribution connects each payment to the visit that generated it, showing which pages, channels, and referrers drive revenue. There's AI chat inside the dashboard, and an MCP server for exploring traffic in plain English. And custom events can be tracked just by adding data, the OA event, to a button, with no custom JavaScript.
It's open source under AGPL and fully self-hostable. The hosted version starts at $9 a month. The first plan includes 50,000 events and 3 sites, and every plan includes every feature. The makers say you pay for volume, never for access.
The launch discussion did raise 2 open questions. One commenter asked how the rotating midnight identity hash handles multi-day funnels, since someone who returns the next day has a fresh identity, and that's unresolved so far. Subtitle Generator is a browser-based captioning tool that its maker says takes a video from AI transcription to publish ready subtitles in one editor. You drop in a video and generate, fix, translate, style, and export subtitles without jumping between tools, and it accepts MP4, MOV, WebM, and MKV files.
The design differentiator is the fix flow. Low-confidence words get flagged automatically, the count of items left to review stays visible, and the transcript reaches a stated all-clear finish line. For each flagged cue, you can keep it, edit it, or retranscribe just that cue, and the interactive demo shows a flagged word marked at 64% confidence.
The maker's free tier includes every caption style in the full set. The launch description says 30 styles, while the product website lists 33 across 6 families, plus 61-minute videos per month with no sign-up and 720p export with a small watermark.
Pro and Max add high-accuracy transcription, full-text translation, HD export without a watermark, 8 subtitle formats, custom fonts, and saved brand styles. And a pay-as-you-go option provides extra subtitle time without another subscription. As for privacy, the original video stays in the browser or on the device. Only the extracted audio goes out for transcription, and that audio is deleted once transcription finishes.
Pocket by Meta is a new social app for creating, playing, and remixing interactive experiences with AI. A user describes an idea, and it becomes a playable gizmo that can respond to touch, motion, sound, photos, and the device camera.
What's interesting is the shape of it. The maker frames it as part game creator and part social network. The gizmo can be shared to a feed where others play it, and you can remix someone else's creation into something new, all with no coding required, and, per the community post, no game engine either.
That community discussion post describes it as Meta's new social playground for vibe-coded games, built around the idea that posts are not just watched, but played. Though it's worth keeping in mind, these are product claims from Meta's announcement and that post, not independently verified results, and the supplied announcement doesn't include any pricing, availability, or release details. We covered a lot of ground today, from Vercel's Agent First Language Zero, where the graph is the program and AI agents patch it instead of editing source text, to Subtitle Generator, and its all-clear finish line for fixing low-confidence captions.
Right. Both tools really put the human at the check-the-result stage rather than the typing stage. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.